Welcome back to the Summit Arena, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Middle Tennessee and the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. Chip Walters and Kyle Turnham from the Ascend Broadcast Center, located courtside here in Hot Springs. And the other piece of interesting about this matchup is the longtime relationship of Kermit Davis and Bob Marlin. They were spending nights at each other's houses when they were 8 years old.
Yeah, and it's, similar to his relationship with a couple of other coaches in this league. You know, you have coaches that go through different paths to get where they are, and then they end up back in the same conference together. Obviously, Coach Davis having a similar relationship with Coach Brady, and when you're in this business as long as these two guys have been, you're going to end up coaching against your friends sometimes, and that's certainly the case tonight.
Yep, absolutely it does, and Kermit and Bob are talking, having a little extended conversation at midcourt, and I think Bob just told Kermit, that's the last trophy you're getting. Because the Raiders were awarded their regular season championship trophy just before the game, as well as all conference awards.
And I think I read Coach Davis's lips. I think he said, no, it's not.
Yeah, that's right. So our officials tonight, Brent Hampton, Glenn Tuitt, and Jose Carrion, and a good Middle Tennessee crowd here tonight. And I would say that so far, Middle Tennessee has shown that they have brought the most folks to this tournament.
I don't think it's close. I know last night as we were there watching North Texas and Lafayette play, you could make an argument that we certainly had more people there than Lafayette did.
To watch that game. Raiders decked out in their home whites as they are the number one seed in this tournament. Jones, Massey, Knight, Hammonds, and Sultan. For Louisiana, Mbamalu, Alfred Payton, Allen Michael Thompson, Sean Long, and Eldridge Moore. Louisiana decked out in their vermilion and white, trimmed in black. As far as the Raiders and Cajuns in the Sun Belt tournament, they have not played since 2005, and the Cajuns were winners in both 04 and 05 against the Blue Raiders. But it's all new tonight. Sean Long is set to jump against JT Sultan. And Brent Hampton will toss it up. And JT Sultan, whether it was by timing or what, but he outjumped Sean Long, and we're underway. Middle Tennessee with the basketball. Here's Massey. Gives it off to Marcos Knight. Off the curl. His jump shot no good. Tip Sean Jones no good. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Louisiana. Alfred Payton touched it, and the Raiders will have it under their own basket.
Yeah, really quick shot from Marcos there. Sean, though, doing a great job of getting to the offensive boards and creating an extra possession.
Raiders get it in. Right side, Sean Jones, 12-footer, right side, good.
That's a design play on the inbounds play. Normally, we flex cut there. That time, we broke it off. Sean hits that short corner jump shot. Great start.
Middle Tennessee leads 2-0. Raider fans across the way standing for defense. Here's Payton into front court, guarded by Bruce Massey. Payton, high post, gets the ball back to Payton, driving in. There's a foul underneath. And it will be, I think, on Marcos Knight. It is. And on Knight, his first, team's first, and Payton will go to the line.
Yeah, Payton hit Moore with a pass to the elbow and then was going to go come off for a handoff but broke it off when Bruce cheated the play. Good read there by Payton and good cut.
Free throw by Payton is up, and it is no good. Payton is a 65.5% free throw shooter. In the two games against the Blue Raiders, he had 11-6 in Lafayette, 14-6 in Murfreesboro. He also had 6 assists down in the Cajun Dome. Second toss on the way. It is no good. Missed them both. Kerry Hammonds gets the rebound. Middle leading 2-0 with the ball. Hammonds into front court. Works against Thompson. Now goes left to Marcos Knight. Around the horn to Hammonds, to Bruce Massey in the right corner. Massey looks, works around a screen, kicks it back outside. JT Sultan with a handoff there to Hammonds. In the lane, dumps it back left side. Sultan driving in, ball pops loose, stolen by Payton. Payton into front court for Louisiana. Payton top of the key, looks to drive, now goes to his left. Left elbow stops, works it left to Mbamalu. Goes baseline, nearly a foul on Marcos Knight. Back to Payton, into the corner. Shot out of there by Thompson. His three is good.
Yeah, that's what Thompson does best. 72% of the shots he takes are three-point shots.
Here's Massey, left elbow, back to Sean Jones, straight away 17-footer, popped it and got it.
Good look by Sean there on the secondary break.
Louisiana had the lead, but not for long, as Middle retakes it on a Sean Jones jump shot. He's got all four Blue Raider points. Payton kicks the ball off his foot, or is it off Bruce Massey's foot? It looked like Payton had dribbled it off his own foot.
Yeah, well, the call there is Glenn Tewitt determined that Bruce kicked the ball on purpose. If it wouldn't have been that, it would have been a 50-50 ball. But with the kick, Lafayette gets it back.
4-3 Blue Raiders, Cajuns with the ball. Here's Mbamalu, right elbow, jump shot up and good.
Mbamalu, again, is a guy that did not play in Murfreesboro. Half of his shots are three-point shots, so he can score from the three, but hit that pull-up as he did there on a bad closeout.
5-4 Cajuns, right side. There's Hammonds. Hammonds looks to get the ball up front, now works left. Massey with it, puts down the drive. Finger rolled it up there, got a foul, and it'll be on Eldridge Moore as he bodied him up. Moore, a junior from New Orleans, his first. Team's first foul, and Massey will go to the line.
Excellent read there by Bruce Massey. We were coming to with some ball screen action, and you saw Lafayette try to jam the ball screen, which left Bruce on the post player Moore. He just drove him straight to the rim to get fouled.
Massey hits the free throw. Ties the game at 5. Bruce will have one more. Spins it, shot it, missed it. That's going to be a lane violation on Louisiana Lafayette as Alfred Payton tried to jump the gun and got a foot into the lane. He'll have that free throw all over again. And let's see if he can make them pay. Free throw is up, and it is good. He did make them pay. Massey with his first two, 6-5 Blue Raiders by one. 17:41 to go, first half. Payton into front court, works one-on-one against Massey. Right side, gets the ball to Thompson, jump shot no good, rebound pulled away, Sean Jones. Out to Marcos Knight. Knight quickly down the left side, pulls up. Goes baseline, backdoor, Sultan layup, good. What a pass.
Great
from
pass.
Marcos Knight.
Great pass. JT sealing his defender to the outside. Marcos threw the bounce pass back to the inside for the easy layup. Great pass, great seal.
Right side, there's Sean Long, guarded by the Blue Raiders' Sean Jones. On top, they get it to Moore, left wing. Moore tries to drive in the lane against Sultan, spinning, shooting, block. Sean Long with a rebound, his shot no good, but a foul there. The foul will be on Sean Jones, his first. Second team foul, and Middle did a good job recovering there after the first shot and nearly got the block without a foul on Sean Long.
Yeah, unfortunately, one of the dangers of being a shot blocker like Sean Jones, when he goes after the shot, someone else is going to have to rotate inside his man. That time we didn't get anybody in there, and Long picked up the garbage.
Long hits both free throws. It is 8-7. Blue Raiders by one, and some token pressure being shown by the Cajuns with 16:49 to go first half. Big Al checking in from Tullahoma. Glad to have him in our email box, radio@goblueraiders.com. Left side, here's Massey, looks inside, now backs out. Gets it to Marcos Knight on top. Knight against Mbamalu, shakes him free, now goes right side, there's Hammonds. Carey spins, back in the corner, JT Sultan, 5 on the shot clock. Sultan turns, spins, air ball, but stuck in! On the backside, was that Bruce Massey?
Bruce Massey, yes sir, going to the boards.
Got an air ball and stuck it in. Middle by 3.
JT wisely looked at the shot clock and recognized we were in dire straits and got it going towards the rim.
Here's Payton, right side long. Long looping pass over to Mbamalu, nearly stolen. Payton now left corner, guarded by Massey. And a foul away from the ball. It's going to be on JT Sultan. And the foul on Sultan will be his first, third on the Blue Raiders as a team. And timeout on the floor with 15:49 remaining. With your score, Middle Tennessee 10, Louisiana 7. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics. Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per-check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Our first half tonight brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Better plans, better products, better benefits, and ultimately a better you. Get better with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. And as we look across the way, the Lady Raider basketball team is here tonight. They had a big win today. Not an easy win, but a big win. And probably one of those focusing type victories.
I think so, Chip. I think a lot of times it's detrimental to get an early blowout in the tournament because you feel like that's the way all the games are going to be. And quite frankly, the games that are going to be played by the Lady Raiders could all be exactly the same. So it's good to get that one under your belt.
Middle Tennessee off to a good start offensively.
Yes, they are. 4 of 6 from the floor at this point. And 0 of 0 from the three-point line, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Lafayette, 2 of 4 from the floor, 1 of 1 from the three-point line.
Ray Cintron and Tweety Knight checked in during the media timeout to go along with Sean Jones, Marcos Knight, and JT Sultan. Ball comes into Mbamalu. Tweety picks him up. Now Mbamalu hands it off to Peyton, left side. Peyton rolls back out on top and sets the cage in offense. Peyton tries to dribble left, now goes back right, gets the ball in the hands of Eldridge Moore. Give and go back to Peyton in the lane. Scoop shot up, no good. Tip, no good. Rebound, JT Sultan. Sultan clears it out now to Tweety Knight. Left side, Ray Cintron. Fakes, kicks it back outside. Sultan all the way in, and he dunks it home. And he's drawing a foul.
What a great...
Hello, Yazoo City, Mississippi.
Excellent pitch ahead there by Tweety Knight to Ray. They had to close out hard to stop the three. Ray put the ball on the floor and then looked off before he sees JT Sultan coming down the lane. Excellent pass, and what an emphatic play by JT Sultan.
Sean Long gets the foul, his first, team second, and Sultan connects. On the three-point play, he's got 5 in the game, and Middle Tennessee leads 13-7.
Louisiana, not a deep team, and you can see us wanting to really push the pace, particularly off of missed shots. They are not good in defensive transition.
Here's Peyton into front court. Alfred Peyton, a first-team all-conference player, leads the Sun Belt in steals and also assists right there. Threw it away.
We had good pressure on the ball from Tweety Knight. Even better pressure on the receiver from Marcos Knight.
Tweety Knight in the front court. Works it to the left side. Knight, bounce feed, baseline. Sean Jones up strong. Had the shot blocked by Sean Long. And Louisiana comes the other way. Peyton to the right side. Goes all the way in. Tried to scoop it. Shot blocked and knocked out of bounds. Peyton ends up on his backside. No foul called, just the ball knocked out of bounds by Sean Jones.
Unbelievable missed call on the other end, though. Middle Tennessee runs a simple zipper up screen. Got Sean Jones open, and he got hammered going to the rim. No call.
Nico Hunter coming in. JT Sultan going out for Louisiana. Allen Michael Thompson back in. They'll lob the ball in and get the ball to Eldridge Moore. Moore hands it back to Peyton in a 13-7 game, Middle Tennessee with the lead. Here's Peyton out near the corner, works to the left side, gets it over to Moore. Moore on a handoff, back to Thompson, fake to three, now backs out. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Peyton, top of the key. Peyton drives to the left side. Cut off, pass deflected, ball loose. Sean Jones has it. Picked up by Marcos Knight. Out to Tweedy. Layup is good.
Excellent job there getting it going. Had four Raiders involved in that play. And finally, Marcos with the tap ahead to Tweedy.
Eldridge Moore fakes, drives, turns in the lane. Back outside. Thompson with a three. It's good. Allen Michael Thompson, his second three-point basket of the game. 15-10, the lead back to five. Here's Cintrone to Marcos Knight. Right side, Tweedy on the wing. Straight away, Nico Hunter. Right side goes back to Tweedy Knight. Knight pitches it right side. Nico driving in, splits the defense, whips it underneath. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by Eldridge Moore. Turnover, Blue Raiders. Not a good pass there from Nico.
Not a good decision. Left his feet with nowhere to go.
Mbamalu shot no good. Rebound pulled away by Ray Cintrone and comes the other way. Cintrone, top of the key, looks to drive down the lane, kicks it left side, and a charging foul on Ray Cintrone. His first, team's fourth. Ray had let the ball go to Tweedy Knight in the corner, but couldn't put the brakes on quick enough.
Yeah, you got to have a jump stop there rather than a run through, and unfortunately, as soon as he passed it, he just kept right on rolling.
15-10, the Raiders had an eight-point lead in the ball. Louisiana came down off of a turnover and hit a three. Now they've got it back after another turnover. Down five. Peyton with the drive. Goes all the way in. Shot blocked out of bounds.
Well, the battle with Bruce Massey and Peyton is going to be one to watch all night long. And you saw Peyton there put the ball on the floor, get his shoulder into Bruce, initiate a lot of contact.
Could have been an argument there for a jump ball as well.
Yes, no question about it. Bruce got his hand down on top of the ball. Then Sean came over to erase any type of opportunity for Peyton to get that ball in the air.
The Smith family and the Van Zandt family listening. Glad to have them back in the borough. Here the Cajuns with the ball. Mbamalu baseline throws it into backcourt. That'll be a turnover as Thompson picks the ball up. Mbamalu got caught down on the left baseline and tried to bail himself out, and the pass went over the head of Allen Michael Thompson.
Excellent shaping by the Middle Tennessee defense there. When Mbamalu drove baseline, everybody collected, getting ready to double team him on a baseline drive. He had nowhere to go.
Middle with the ball under their basket. It comes into Nico Hunter. Hunter straight away works to the left side. Gets it off to Bruce Massey. Massey on the dribble, free throw line. Fake, went up, had the ball blocked away. Loose on the floor. Nico Hunter, make that Torin Walker, picked it up. He pitches it back to Ray Cintrone. Cintrone works around a screen. Back to Torin Walker, 17-footer, good!
Nice play by Ray again. You see Lafayette trying to cheat the ball screens. Ray breaks it down and hits Torin, who had slid to the open area.
17-10, Middle Tennessee with 12:29 remaining first half. Here's Peyton, hands it off. Massey trying to cause some havoc over there.
And is.
They get the ball to Mbamalu. On top again to Cornell Barnett, who checked in. Barnett back to Mbamalu. Cut off, comes back to the left side, loose on the floor, picked it back up, goes left side to Thompson, shoots over a man, no good. Offside rebound to James Gallman. Raiders look to run. Gallman into front court. Holds up at the top of the key. Goes to Massey on the right wing. Massey on top to Torin Walker. Left side Gallman and a foul underneath. And it will be on 22. Eldridge Moore, his second, team's third. Media timeout with 11:56 to go first half. Middle Tennessee 17. The Raging Cajuns 10. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A GO account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your GO account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality, late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One Owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and City certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of City certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality, late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Today's game brought to you in part by the Daily News Journal, Rutherford County's leading news source on multiple devices 24/7. Visit online at dnj.com. Adam Sparks, courtside as well. He is not allowed inside the Ascend Broadcast Center, but he is adjacent to it.
Adjacent.
Adjacent
like
to it. Yes. That's right.
Middle Tennessee off to a great start offensively, 7 of 10 from the floor right now, obviously 70%. Have not attempted a three-point shot at this point, haven't needed to. 3 of 3 from the free throw line. They're winning the rebound battle 7 to 3. Lafayette, on the other hand, 3 of 9 from the floor, 2 of 2, however, from the three-point line, and then 2 of 4 from the free throw line.
11:56 remaining, first half. Blue Raiders with the seven-point lead, and they do have the ball under their own basket. Ray Centrone gets it in to Bruce Massey. Massey back to Centrone on the left wing. Rolls back out into the corner. There's Gallman, three in the air. Good! An MTMC three from James Gallman. And Middle has now hit a three. Actually, a two-point shot now. So it's not an MTMC three, but it's a 19-10 lead, and Middle leading by nine. Payton back door, gets it to Moore, shooting over Nico Hunter and scoring. Eldridge Moore, his first two, and it's 19-12, and that looked easy. Here's a foul underneath, and it's on Alfred Payton. Away from the ball, his first, team's fourth. Checking in for Louisiana is Steven Ronkowski. Ronkowski is from Hammond, Louisiana. And for the Raiders, J.T. Sultan back in. Nico Hunter comes out. Middle underneath their basket again. Massey looks for something quick, gets it in instead to Torin Walker, back out to Ray Centrone. Interesting lineup here. Right side, Massey. Massey around a screen, pulls up, shoots a three. That one's off the back rim, tipped out by Gallman. Out of bounds, last touch by Gallman. It'll go over to Louisiana. But the middle lineup has Gallman, Massey, and Centrone, along with Sultan and Walker.
Yeah, and I really like JT's matchup with Ronkowski. I do not think Ronkowski can guard him in a one-on-one situation. JT needs to work hard and post up hard. He'll be able to get a lot of damage done.
JT knocked the ball away that was intended for Ronkowski, and Ronkowski is a freshman and might be a bit wide-eyed against this savvy senior.
I don't think there's any question about that.
Here's Alfred Payton on the left side. Payton on the wing. Whips it to Ronkowski. Baseline, short corner. His jump shot no good. Rebound pulled away by Ray Centrone. Centrone to the right side of the floor and into front court. Back on top. Here's Walker, left side to Massey. Dribbles in, shoots from the left elbow, and scores.
Pretty obvious that Lafayette is going to take a page out of Western's playbook defensively and not guard Bruce Massey. They keep doing that. He's going to keep making them pay, as he did there.
Payton, left side to Sean Long, working against Ray Centrone, driving in, shot up and good.
Thought he got away with a little foot shuffle there on the baseline drive.
There's another foul on Alfred Payton. Away from the ball. That'll be his second foul. Team's fifth.
Well,
that's a big foul.
You better believe it. Bruce Massey can play physical basketball. Payton is trying to get up inside of him and intimidate him, And I can tell you this, Bruce Massey will not be intimidated.
Timeout, a 30-second timeout by Louisiana, the Ragin' Cajuns, and in an 8-point game in middle with the ball, leading, make it 7, 21-14 with 10:13 remaining here in the first half.
Well, again, this game has been very physical up to this point. Typical postseason basketball in terms of officiating. They're letting them play, but they're trying to sort of reel that back in right now. And again, Peyton, Bruce, really going at it. Peyton cannot afford to pick up another foul.
Got a couple emails I want to catch up on. John, Beth, Wes, Joe, and Raleigh Carter. Care of Raleigh Libby and Jennifer Hudson, BJ and Tiffany, all from Phoenix, Arizona, but in Christiana tonight down in South Rutherford County. Glad to have them listening along. Also, Tony Kessinger down in Florida, in Melbourne. Midland gets the inbounds. JT Sultan picked it up in backcourt and moved it back across the line. Here's Massey right side, and a foul away from the ball on Sean Long.
It's going to be on Mbamalu.
Oh, it is on Mbamalu.
He was trying to hold Gallman on his Gallman was trying to pop out, and Mbamalu had a handful of shirt.
Marcos Knight checks back in. Ray Cintrone goes out. Raiders leading by 7. Massey to trigger the inbound. They come underneath. Sultan with another dunk.
Great screen there by Gallman on the weak side. He sets it up. JT cuts hard. They had him wide open on the previous play. Couldn't get him the ball. That time they did.
Here's Alfred Payton into front court. They get it to Mbamalu from the free throw line. His shot is good. Mbamalu with 4, and Kermit Davis calls a quick timeout there.
Yeah, not happy with Marcos Knight. He wants him to stay on the ground. Marcos already with 1 foul, even being in the air, puts him in a liability situation for picking up a second foul.
Tyler Trout checking in as well and wanted to know if there was a good MTSU crowd. He said he is, along with Katie Beth, Trout at the Boulevard in Murfreesboro. Said there's a big MTSU crowd there watching at the Boulevard.
Well, I think we've got MTSU people. Got a big crowd here. As a matter of fact, we're filling up almost 3 sections here, Chip, and we need to feel the love from the Boulevard as well.
Absolutely, and the Simmons family listening in the borough. Appreciate the email there, and you can check in as well at radio@goblueraiders.com.
I know Leighton's saying go blue.
She's at least attempting. She's saying something.
Yes.
Into front court, here comes Tweedy Knight. Middle Tennessee leading 23-16. In the lane, Marcos Knight, little baby hook, no good. Rebound picked up off the floor by Casey Shepard. Shepard into front court. Ronkowski, left side to Mbamalu. Back to Ronkowski on top. Drives in the lane, layup good.
Nice move by Ronkowski. Basically comes off the flare screen up top and drives it all the way to the rim.
They've cut it back to 5 now, 23-18.
Peyton not on the floor for Lafayette at this point.
In the lane, Sean Jones, 5-footer. He had to adjust in midair, got it to fall. Sean has 6 first-half points.
Sean off to a good start offensively. Obviously 3-for-3 at this point right now. Midland 1-3-1.
Raiders first time to go 1-3-1 tonight. Here's Ronkowski out on the corner. Right side works it over to Shepard. Shepard picks it up, gets it to Mbamalu. Left corner, Sean Long against Marcos Knight. Shoots a 3 badly. Tweedy Knight with the ball, racing into front court. Looks to kick it to the right side, had his pocket picked. Coming the other way is Thompson all the way for the layup. Shot is no good, but a foul on JT Sultan. Tweedy Knight made the mistake there.
Yeah, trying to make something happen that wasn't there. Tweedy had Marcos already spotted up at the 3-point line and for some reason continued to try to take the ball deeper. I'm not sure what he saw, but he just needs to make the simple play there.
Coach Kermit Davis said, hey, your brother was wide open. At the line, Thompson hits the first free throw. And the bad part about that is, as well as turning the ball over and missing out on that, is you put JT Sultan in jeopardy and he picks up his second foul.
You're absolutely right.
Second free throw by Thompson, no good. Rebound snared by Marcos Knight. Gets it back to Tweedy.
Middle in essence with a four-guard lineup on the floor. Marcos Knight will assume the four position.
Tweedy in the front court. Ball nearly thrown away. Here's Gallman with it. Gallman works around a screen to the left side. Back to Sean Jones. Straight away, puts down the dribble, goes right. Ball knocked away as he tried to get it to Tweedy in the right corner.
Louisiana really extending their pressure. They're basically picking us all the way up to midcourt. They should be susceptible to dribble breakdown, so we've got to look to really catch the ball, sweep it, and drive it hard at the rim.
Kerry Hammonds gets it in to Bruce Massey. Top of the key. Massey gets it to Gallman on top. 10 on the shot clock. Now in the lane. Here's Hammonds elevating, shooting, missing, and tipped up. No good. And a foul on Marcos Knight.
That'll be his second.
On the rebound. 16 foul and immediate timeout with 7:52 to go. Sean Jones tried to dunk it in on the rebound, but it takes us to immediate timeout. 7:52 remaining in the half. 25-19, Middle Tennessee leads by six. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, TOA.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Blue Raider basketball brought to you by Sam's All-American Sports Grill at Stones River Mall in Murfreesboro, Hillsborough Village in Nashville, and in Hendersonville. Sam's features $5.99 lunch specials every weekday and $2.99 late-night Sammies to cure your after-the-game crave.
Middle Tennessee from the floor at this point, 11 of 17 for 67%. Let's just take care of the ball, guys, and make simple plays. We'll be able to continue that percentage. Lafayette, on the other hand, 7 of 15 from the floor for 48%. Middle still has not attempted a three-point shot. Lafayette, 2 out of 3. Middle, 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Lafayette, 3 out of 6. The rebounding battle being won by the Blue Raiders right now, 10 to 6.
Middle Tennessee has Marcos Knight and JT Salton, two starters with two fouls.
Yeah, and, you know, the good part about that is because of our depth, we are able to absorb those types of fouls. The problem with that is those are two guys you obviously want on the floor playing as much as you possibly can.
Now the official score talking with Brent Hampton across the way. And not sure if the score was correct or if there was some other timing issue or something else, but Hampton is over there talking, and hopefully they have it straightened out. They're showing the score is 25-19, which is what I have.
That's what we've got, right, exactly.
So it's Louisiana's ball. They get it in to Alfred Payton, who did check back in during that media timeout.
And oddly enough, when he was out, they made some headway.
They did. Here's Payton on the right side. Payton looks to get it to Thompson. Does so off the curl. Gallman picks him up defensively. Thompson back to Payton. Payton out near the right hash mark. Now top of the key. Works around one man. Forces his way down the lane. A foul on the floor, I think, will be on Gallman.
That's exactly right. They ran a ball screen action for Payton there, and Gallman never got back to him and leveled him off. Payton is not going to take the three-point shot. If he does, you're happy. get under him and level him off.
It's the 17th foul on Middle, putting Louisiana in the bonus. So Elfrid Payton will be at the line. He has missed two tonight. And standing back up there. Payton will take the dribbles, spin it, look at it, shoot it, and got that one. His first point of the game. Makes it 25-20. Scoreboard reads 25-2. Wish they were right, but not the case. Payton, again, going through his lead up. Free throw good. Hit them both. 25-21. What was a 9-point lead is now 4. And here comes Middle up into front court. Massey goes all the way to the basket and scores.
Excellent read there by Bruce. Lafayette came out in their 2-2-1 after their made free throw. And typically you don't see a guard go coast to coast. Bruce did just that.
If they don't stop you,
keep going.
Keep going. Here's Mbamalu left side. Shoots and a foul. No contact there. And they're going to say Sean Jones. They're going to give it to Kerry Hammonds, and I didn't see any contact there.
No, and we had the same angle that the official had, and I can tell you right now there's nothing but space between those guys, and Sean got a block on it as well. Don't like that call.
Yeah, Jose Carrion was anticipating on that play. 7:04 remaining. First half, Middle by 6, and Mbamalu at the line. Hits the first one. He's got 5, and so far they have done their 5 out of 8 at the line. They've had more opportunities than the Blue Raiders have there at the stripe. Second toss, missed that one, and Bruce Massey gets the rebound. 27-22. 5-point lead. Sean Jones gets it out to Cintrone. Now left side Massey. Massey whips it over right side. Marker Hammonds with a 3. Missed it there off the back rim. Rebound pulled away by Elfrid Payton. That was the Raiders' first three-point attempt and a miss.
Mismatch here.
Payton driving against Nico Hunter. Shoots over Sean Jones. Missed it. And a late foul coming in on Sean Jones. And Kermit Davis wanted the clear out on the part of Payton, but Sean got off his feet and put himself in jeopardy.
I agree with Coach Davis. When Payton blew by Nico after the switch on the ball screen, he went straight to the rim and completely cleared out with his right arm.
Payton has a couple of free throws coming and missed that one. Basketball gods checked in there.
Absolutely right. And obviously right now for Middle, one thing we've got to get better at is we've got to get under them and make them have to beat us from the perimeter. They're turning the corner on us and getting way too much paint.
Second toss by Payton. Missed it. Missed them both. Raiders with the rebound. Here's Massey. They try to trap him in backcourt. Backs up. Now heads forward. Massey in the lane. Whips it over in the corner. Nico Hunter now turns, shoots off the right wing. No good. Rebound tipped out. Sean Long comes away with it. Long gets it in the hands of Allen Michael Thompson. Thompson into the corner to Ronkowski. Shoots a 3. Got it. Timeout, Kermit Davis. Ronkowski quick to pull the trigger there, hits it and cuts the lead to 2 at 27-25.
Yeah, this is one of those situations, too, where Ronkowski, the one thing he does well is shoot the three-point shot. Nico a little slow on the close out there. We need to make him put it on the floor. Didn't do that. They've cut the lead to 2.
6:10 to go in the first half, 27-25. Middle led 23-14, and since that time have been outscored 11-4.
Yeah, we're a little out of sync offensively, sort of settling on shots rather than really turning our offense over. I think Coach Davis recognizes that, wants to draw up a little magic on that whiteboard and have us get the ball where we want it to go rather than where Lafayette wants it to go.
Blue Raiders will bring it in. And again, some 2-2-1 pressure by Louisiana full court. Here's Massey in back court. Works it left. There's Cintron. He moves into front court. Cintron back to Massey. Left side to Ray. Ronkowski steps in front of the pass. Ball loose again. Here's Payton with it for Louisiana. Payton faked a three straight away. And Middle has turned it over a couple of times here uncharacteristically.
Yeah, really loose with a couple of passes up top in particular. And that's not where you want to turn the ball over.
Payton has his bucket picked and an intentional foul on Elfrid Payton as he nearly undressed Bruce Massey after Massey picked his pocket.
Well, there's no doubt about that. If he would have had tearaway uniform on, he'd be almost naked right now. You saw Bruce again with his great hands and the intentional foul, which is also Peyton's third foul of the game.
Seventh team foul, third on Elfrid Payton, and Massey will be at the free throw line. Missed it as Massey does not have anybody along the lane, and I think that's a disadvantage to the shooter because you're always shooting free throws in practice and in games with other people around. Then all of a sudden you're put into a little bit of a foreign situation.
I agree with you.
Got the second free throw. Bruce has 9 first half points. And it is 28-25.
I can tell you in conversations with Bruce, he was big time ready for this matchup. Big time ready. And when Bruce has that look in his eye,
look
he's
out
to get a performance.
Ray Cintron, long three. Got it. That's an MTMC three. And that makes it 533 consecutive games with a three.
About a little 22-footer right there, wasn't it, Chipper?
Yes, it was. 31-25. With the ball, there's Shepard. Shepard double-teamed on the sideline and a foul called on Bruce Massey. Jose Carrion with the quick whistle, and Massey picks up his first foul.
Yeah, Louisiana trying to ball screen on the wing to take the ball down to the baseline.
Kermit Davis just got a technical foul. And Jose Carrion made the call there.
I think that was a warning. Did he call a T?
I think he sure did. But
well, they're administrating the free throw, so that was a warning and not a T.
Okay. Shepard at the line. Free throw is no good.
Yeah, the bad part about that foul, to get back to the play, they were running a baseline screen. We had him doubled up big time. What you don't want to do when you're doubling and a man has picked up his dribble is reach in and get the foul there.
Shepard, free throw, got that one. His first point of the game, 31-26, a 5-point lead for the Blue Raiders over Louisiana. And Massey will walk the ball down.
Louisiana dropping out of the press, back in man-to-man.
Massey, right side to Gallman. Gallman, here's Cintron on the curl, right side Massey on the right baseline. Massey looks to come around a screen, does so in the lane, puts the ball up, drew the foul. No, call a charge on Massey. His second. Ronkowski was the man who took it and got in good position.
Well, once again, a situation where when Bruce got to the middle, instead of jump stopping and distributing the ball, you got another run through. Lafayette's done a great job at this point of setting up and taking those hits.
Tweedy Knight checks into the game. Gallman, Knight, Hammonds, Cintron, and Torin Walker. It is a small lineup. Here's Shepard, guarded by Hammonds. Hammonds on him. Shepard drives down the lane. Finger roll shot up, partially blocked. Tweedy Knight got the rebound. Hammonds will get credit for the block. Right side Cintron whips it underneath Torin Walker. Goes up strong, missed the shot, got fouled.
That's one of the times that you're glad he bobbled the ball, because when he did, that gave Long some recovery time. And I thought the foul was on Long. He was the one that hacked him, but they called it on Thompson.
Allen Michael Thompson draws the foul, his first, eighth team foul on Louisiana. And Torin Walker at the free throw line. He'll have two. First one is no good. And Torin is an 82% free throw shooter.
Yeah, that's his best spot right there, Chip. He typically is very good at that point. Tweedy, for whatever reason, seems to be squeezing the pitch ahead. He's had it a couple of times and hasn't released it. He needs to get that ball out of there. Ray with a great pass inside.
Torin Walker hits the second free throw. He's got 3 points in the game, 32-26. Blue Raiders back with a six-point lead. In the front court, here comes Shepard working against Tweedy Knight. Shepard bounces it underneath to Sean Long, got too far under, kicks it back out now to Moore. Make that Thompson. Thompson to Sean Long, left block. One-on-one against Walker, turning, hooking, missing, rebound, pulled away, Jason Jones.
Excellent defense by Big T.
Here's Tweedy Knight, top of the key, whips it back outside. Jason Jones drives for a layup and scores.
Nice catch and sweep there by Jason Jones. He drops into the trailer spot on the secondary break and just gets it and takes it to the rack.
3:45 left in the half. Louisiana with the ball. Shepard around a screen, works back outside. Give and go to Sean Long, right elbow. Jump shot is no good. Rebound picked up by Mbamalu and stolen, but knocked out of bounds by Ray Cintron. And that takes us to a media break with 3:34 remaining in the half. Your score, Middle Tennessee 34, the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns 26. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Karen's is mobile banking.
When I was in New York, I used my iPad to balance my checking accounts at First Tennessee.
And have you recommended us, Karen?
I would recommend First Tennessee to friends and family because they treat me well and I know they treat other people well.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyoua96.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Welcome back to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Chip Walters along with Kyle Turnham. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds or make it 15 seconds for our stations to identify themselves. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to the Blue Raider Network.
It's time. Show your true blue. Blue Raiders.
Your Blue Raiders are Eastern Division champions.
The home of the Blue Raiders. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Blue Raiders are hoping this game goes their way. Don't forget, when you need a big decision to go your way, contact McCarter, Catron, and East Law Firm located on the square in Murfreesboro or online at mcelaw.com.
Middle offensively playing very well, shooting 61% from the floor on 14 of 23 shooting, 1 of 2 from the three-point line. Lafayette shooting 42% on 8 of 19. The problem is they've gotten to the free throw line and taken 14 shots.
Cajuns get the ball into Sean Long. He works it back to Shepard. Shepard had the ball pop loose, picks it up out near the midcourt line. Tweedy Knight helped pop that ball loose. Shepard with it, one-on-one with Knight, works it back to Mbamalu straight away. Now drives in and a foul called on Tweedy Knight. His first, and that will send Louisiana to the free throw line to shoot two shots. That's the 11th foul on the Blue Raiders here this half.
Yeah, and that's been basically the culprit is we've failed to play defense without fouling, and we've allowed them to get inside our defense. That's the reason why they're getting ready to have free throw attempt 15 and 16 on the way.
Mbamalu, free throw good. He's got 6 points in the game. Mbamalu with 19 double-figure games this year, 33 in his career, and had five games of 20-plus this season. Second toss good. He's got seven. 34 28. The lead is 6. Into front court, Walker with the ball. Oh, and Bomelu just wrapped his arms over Walker's shoulders there. Now they get it back to Tweedy Knight. Right side to Cintrone. To Tweedy, left wing. Knight in the corner to Gallman. High post, Torin Walker. Cintrone alone for a three. Missed it. Rebound pulled away by Allen Michael Thompson of Louisiana. Thompson will work it into front court and get in the hands of Shepard. Shepard back to Rinkoski. Left side to Mbamalu. Mbamalu on the dribble, works it out. Walker hedges out. Now Mbamalu traveled, picked up his pivot foot, and the turnover gives it to Middle.
Excellent hedge there by Torin Walker. He went out at a perfect angle, made Mbamalu pick up the dribble before he was ready. That created the turnover.
Tweedy Knight walks it up, gets it to Gallman. Gallman in the corner, there's Cintrone. Ray out to Gallman, right side Tweedy Knight. Knight on the dribble, back to Gallman, left side to Cintrone again. Ray pulls up, shoots another three, missed that one off the back rim, tipped out, picked up by Thompson. Thompson works it back now to Casey Shepard.
Ray's had two great back-to-back looks and hasn't canned either one. Very unusual.
Yeah, and had a little bit of a frustrated look on his face.
He typically does when he misses a three-point shot.
Sean Long head fakes outside the three-point line, gets it back in the hands now. Thompson, they'll roll back out. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Shepard with the ball, left hash mark. Shepard works out to the right side. Shepard to Mbamalu, three in the air, off the curl is good.
Yeah, Mbamalu feeling in the situation after Long sets the screen and roll. And again, he can make that three as he did there.
3-point lead, Cintrone dumps it off, Torin Walker off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled away, Cintrone saved it. Back out now to Tweedy Knight into the hands of Gallman.
Excellent play by Ray there. 50-50 ball.
Maybe 40-60. Here's Gallman driving in. Fouled on the way to the bucket by Mbamalu. That'll be his second. Team ninth. And Gallman will go to the line to shoot two shots with a minute 14 remaining.
Yeah, last couple of possessions, Louisiana's dropped back into a 2-3 matchup zone. And typically, we do a lot of damage. We've got two really good shooters in Gallman and Cintrone on the floor. Just haven't gotten a three to drop just yet.
Free throw by Gallman is good. His first point of the night. Gallman with 5 double-figure games this year, 29 in his Blue Raider career to this point. Second free throw, Gallman, hit them both. 36-31, middle by 5. Raiders pick up man-to-man, and moving into front court is Shepard. Shepard to Rinkoski, right side. Dropped out of bounds by Allen Michael Thompson. Unforced error.
Yeah, it's just loose basketball there. Bad pass, bad catch. Middle needs to take advantage of this again against this Louisiana defense. And they've gone back. They're back in their matchup zone. Nope.
Here's Knight.
Yeah, back in matchup zone, Chip.
To Jason Jones, to Tweedy Knight straight away. They left him open. Now they work it left there. Cintrone driving short corner back outside to Knight. Over to Gallman right wing. A three there, in and out. And picked up by Torin Walker. Missed the layup but drew the foul.
Great work by Big T. The play got started with Ray driving it, kicking it to Tweedy, who kicked it one more time to Gallman. And Gallman with a wide open look again. The iron not kind to us so far, but Big T working inside, picking up the garbage.
Mbamalu begging for calls over there with Brent Hampton. Torin Walker steps to the line. He is one out of two tonight at the stripe. First one for Big T, misses. That's what he did last time.
Yeah, typically when you see a free throw shooter fall across the free throw line, that means his balance is not what it needs to be.
Walker's second free throw is good.
That time he stayed straight like he's supposed to, knocked it down.
6-point lead, 37-31, 35 seconds to go in the half.
Yeah, about a 4-second differential, game clock, shot clock.
Here's Shepard to the left side, picked up there by Jason Jones. Shepard on the dribble, out to the top, lost the ball, picked it up, left corner, there's Mbamalu. Now they go to Sean Long, baseline turning, shooting and scoring. They'll call the foul on Walker. With 18 seconds to go, give the bucket to Sean Long. And Torin Walker picks up his first foul.
I'm not really sure what Torin Walker did there. You saw Long when he turned to his right shoulder, put his elbow in Walker's chest.
Long misses the free throw. Rebound comes to Ray Cintron. Ronkowski and Jason Jones got tied up. 37-33. 4-point game. 7 seconds to go. Here's Tweedy Knight driving to the right side. Gets it back outside. Gallman driving all the way in. Tried to go in. Drew a foul. Two shots coming for Gallman. And I think Sean Long is going to draw the foul. Gallman went right at him. And it is on Sean Long, his second foul. And Gallman will go to the line as they check the monitor to see how much time will go back on the clock.
Really intelligent play by Gallman there, middle running a set play where they're going to drag the defense to the baseline and try to kick it back to get a wide open three. And when that wasn't available, James just put the ball on the floor and went scalded all the way to the rim and picked up that foul by Long.
Well, that can't be right. Okay, they had 4 seconds up and should have had 4/10. So Gallman will shoot 2 free throws with 0.4 seconds left to try to extend what is currently a 4-point lead by Middle Tennessee. Gallman steps up. First one is good. Gallman now with 3 points in the game. He'll have one more. It's 38-33. Second toss, good, 39-33. 0.4 seconds left, and Bomelu a three-quarter court shot, not quite having the distance, and Middle Tennessee takes a 6-point lead to the locker room as James Gallman connected on 2 late free throws. Your score after the first 20 minutes, Middle Tennessee 39, the Ragin' Cajuns of Louisiana 33. Stay tuned for the MTMC Halftime Show after this timeout. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
With a full steak dinner at Outback, including 2 freshly made sides for just $9.99, we feel we need to tell you what a price that low really gets you. So here we go, full disclosure. For $9.99, you'll get a juicy 6-ounce sirloin rated number one by Zagat and 2 delicious sides like a fully loaded baked potato or fresh seasonal veggies. There, it's all on the table. At $9.99, even the price is mouthwatering. It's always fresh in the Outback. Prices, products, and participation may vary.
Craig Culver of Culver's and Chocolate Lovers Convention guest speaker.
Craig, how do you make Culver's brownie batter concrete mixer so incredibly to die for?
Glad you asked. First, we take Culver's thick, creamy, made fresh frozen custard and add loads of rich, dark brownie batter and chewy, old-fashioned brownie pieces. Now, who'd like one? Easy. There's plenty of Culver's concrete mixers for everyone.
When a woman hears from one of her friends, "I love that jewelry. Where did you get it?" she's happy. She's also proud to say it came from Shane Company. Ladies love shopping at Shane Company because we design hundreds of our own exclusive styles that no other jeweler has. Every day, we add hot, fashion-forward looks with diamonds, natural rubies, natural sapphires, and cultured pearls. Guys like Shane Company because our non-commissioned personal shoppers won't pressure them to buy, and because their money goes much further with our direct importer prices. If you've not yet been to Shane Company, after one visit, you'll know why our customers say that we're worth the drive.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
It's hot, and Lightning's locker room has the Blue Raider gear to keep you cool this summer, from dry fit hats and visors to moisture management tees for those humid days. It's hot, and you're going to need some cool Blue Raider gear from Lightning's locker room. Be sure to ask about the Lightning Buck program, a $5 off coupon on a $25 purchase of regular priced items. Get yours today at Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Richley Road. Turn off Frog between Chewy's and Chili's.
Hello, my name is Dr. Dean McIntyre, clinic director and owner of Total Family Physician Center. I started practicing in Murfreesboro in 2005. Prior to that, in 1999, I practiced in Hoover, Alabama. I consistently work with athletes, teachers, professors at MTSU. However, we take all patients here at Total Family Physician Center.
Whether you need a chiropractor, physical therapy, massage therapy, or interested in the benefits of medical weight loss, contact TotalFamilyPhysicianCenter.com.
WGNS, AM, FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back into the Summit Arena here in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Time now for the MTMC Halftime Show brought to you by Middle Tennessee Medical Center, the official hospital system of the Blue Raiders. MTMC is a member of St. Thomas Health. Chip Walters and Kyle Turnham with you from the Ascend Broadcast Center courtside here at the Hot Springs Convention Center. Middle Tennessee leading at the half 39-33. Early on, it was back and forth before Middle took a one-point lead 6-5, and they've held that lead ever since. The lead got to 9 on a couple of occasions, at 19-10 and 21-12. It got back as close as 2 at 27-25, but the Raiders have pushed it back out to as much as 8 at 34-26, and currently here at the half, it is 6 points at 39-33.
Yeah, oddly enough, at the 3:34 media timeout, Middle Tennessee has not scored a field goal from that point to now, but has made some pace by getting to the free throw line, going 5 of 6 down that stretch.
The Raiders led in scoring by Bruce Massey in the first half with 9 points. JT Salton had 7 for Louisiana. Bryant Mbamalu, the only player in double figures, he has 10. Allen Michael Thompson hit a couple of threes. Sean Long has been held to 6 points. Alfred Payton held to 2. He has 3 personal fouls. Long with 2. He picked up his final foul there with 4/10 of a second to go. But Middle Tennessee also with JT Salton, Marcos Knight, Bruce Massey, all with 2 fouls apiece.
Yeah, it's been a very, very physical first half, and it's going to be interesting to see how this levels off. Both defenses physically taking both offenses out of sync and out of rhythm.
At the half, Middle Tennessee leading 39-33 over the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana. Back with more on the MTMC Halftime Show after this. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's 3 Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Hey, TOA!
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit, anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project.
Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look? Like a Blue Raider basketball fanatic?
You can't show up at the arena without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of the Blue Raiders apparel, gifts, gear, and more. They have one of the biggest lines of Nike MT gear around.
When you think Blue Raider athletics, think the Phillips Bookstore located in the Student Union Building. Shop online at mtsu.bkstr.com.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do. Here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back into the MTMC Halftime Show brought to you by Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Time to find out who's heating things up now with the Roscoe Brown Heating and Air Halftime Stats. There are a few things in life you can depend on. Roscoe Brown is one of them. Middle Tennessee had a good first half shooting the basketball, Kyle, at 14 of 27 for 51.9%. Probably allowing Louisiana to shoot a little better than they would want them to at 45.5%.
Yeah, they typically shoot 43% on the year. The stat that really sticks out is Lafayette's productivity from the three-point line. They're typically a 34% shooting team from the three-point line. Right now, 4 of 6 for obviously 67%. So we're the number one three-point shooting defensive team in the conference right now, though. They're hurting us.
And right now, one of the top three-point defensive teams in the country. The rebounding stats, Middle Tennessee with a 17-12 advantage in rebounds, and neither team can really get a foothold on the offensive glass.
No, and that's something that obviously going in, Lafayette giving up about 12.5 offensive rebounds a game, so you would think that would be an area that we could take advantage of, but we've been unable to do that.
Pretty clean turnover-wise in the first half, Louisiana with 6. Middle Tennessee with only 5. The Raiders did have 9 assists on their 14 baskets, and that typically bodes well for this basketball team.
Typically it does. I think the one issue that we've got to get cleaned up is defensively. We've got to play defense without fouling. Lafayette had 17 free throws. Fortunately, they only made 9. But as you said, Chip, we've got 4 guys with 2 fouls. We've got to continue to play in with intensity on the defensive end. We've got to get under the ball and make them have to take contested shots, but we've got to quit fouling.
Raiders outscore UL in the paint 14-10, 9-4 off turnovers, all even in second chance points with 5, 2-0 in the fast break point area, and the Blue Raider bench has outscored Louisiana 17-6. Your score at the half is Middle Tennessee 39, Louisiana 33. Stay tuned for second half action from the Summit Arena here at the Hot Springs Convention Center. We'll be back with that after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
At Creekside Assisted Living of Murfreesboro, we provide excellence in service while maintaining the dignity of our residents in a home-like atmosphere. Come see our new community, which includes bistros, salons, a library, and spacious activity areas. A kind, friendly, and well-trained staff can help residents with the daily activities of life. Locally owned by Blue Raider alumni Tim Keach and Kent Ayer, find out more about Creekside Assisted Living, 895-3002, or online at www.creeksideassistedliving.com.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain.
And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because 5 kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Hello, Gibby's.
Gibby, did you hear the news?
What now, Parnell?
The Tennessee Lottery's giving us our own instant game.
What kind of game?
It's a $2 instant ticket game called Moolah.
Well, that's great, but the answer's still no, Parnell.
Oh, come on, Gibby, now she's famous.
All well and good, but still, no farm animals in the store.
Play the new Moolah instant game for your chance to win up to $20,000 instantly. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun.
Hold on, Gibby, she wants to talk to you.
Moolah.
The Chick-fil-A update. The BCC, the Bovine Communications Committee, has banned the use of the word beef on commercial airwaves. Cows call it the B word, ends in F, two E's in the middle. Phrases like where's the beef are now punishable with random electric cattle prodding. Should you ever say beef or crave beef, head to Chick-fil-A. Then think good thoughts and eat good things, like the original chicken sandwich, a tender, juicy breast of chicken placed on a hot buttered bun with two crucial pickles. I've got no beef with that. Chick-fil-A. We didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Getting ready for second half action here at Hot Springs. Middle Tennessee leading 39-33 over Louisiana. Over on the Convention Center court, FIU leading Arkansas Little Rock 55-44, and that's with about 6 minutes to go in that one.
Yeah, and again, FIU, a team that has just gotten progressively better over the course of the year. It's going to be a tough matchup if we escape this one, whoever we get out of that one.
Middle Tennessee leading by 6 at the half. They have one more 20-minute period here to go to try to move on to a 6:30 game tomorrow night. The Lady Raiders were winners earlier today by 4 over in their first round game, by 3 actually, and move on, and we'll play at noon tomorrow. Dick Palmer and Mr. Turnham will have pregame coverage beginning at 11:30 a.m. on many of these same stations. And hope we will have a game here tomorrow night at 6:30 as well.
You better believe it. Well, the bottom line is, offensively we're doing some really good things. We just have to take care of business on the defensive end, and typically we're much better in the second half defensively. Gone in and made a couple of adjustments. I feel confident. He talked to them a lot about just play without your hands, move your feet, stay in front of them, and keep them off the free throw line.
So it will be Louisiana who has the ball. Elfrid Payton back out there playing with 3 fouls right now as he picked up 3 in the first half and only 2 points. The Raiders again, Bruce Massey led the Raiders in scoring with 9 points. JT Sultan had 7. Sean Jones, 5, or make it 6 for Sean Jones. Gallman with 4, 2 for Tweedy Knight, 3 for Ray Cintrone, 4 for Torin Walker, Jason Jones with 2. So balanced scoring for the Blue Raiders this just in. That's the way it's gone all year.
Same song, different verse, right?
So the ball is put in play. Louisiana will have it to start the second half. And here comes Payton to work it into front court. Payton to the right side, sends Mbamalu underneath the basket. Payton to Sean Long, ball kicked and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Louisiana's ball, right baseline. And Payton again will trigger the play. Payton whips it in, gets it to Eldridge Moore. Moore on the dribble, works it out near, he nearly traveled. Gets it to Mbamalu and hands it back to Payton out near the corner. Payton guarded there by Bruce Massey. And you figure they've got some sort of set play here to start out this half. Peyton, top of the key, works right, goes to Thompson, shoots a 15-footer and scores.
Yeah, they run a set they call pairs there where they just have their post players screening and rescreening for their guards. Thompson comes off the second screen and knocks down that short corner jumper.
39-35. Middle with the ball and the four-point lead. Bruce Massey, free throw line, pulls up, shoots and misses. Rebound, a foul there, will be called on JT Sultan for coming over the top. Sultan, his third personal. And that will be the first team foul on the Blue Raiders here this half. Nico Hunter coming in and JT Sultan going out.
Yeah, with three fouls, you've got to get him off the floor at this point. And unfortunately for JT, he only played 8 minutes in the first half due to foul trouble. Nico's got to pick up the slack here.
Peyton going all the way to the bucket. Ball blocked out of there, but right to Sean Long, who spots up for a three. Shot at about 18 feet. Rebound comes to Mbamalu, who caught the air ball, actually. Back to Long, whips it over into the corner. Three in the air there is no good. Rebound tipped out, and Gallman comes out with it. Gallman on the run. Raiders look to push it. Gallman underneath. Nico Hunter got pushed from behind, and that will be on Allen Michael Thompson, his second, team's first.
Really good job of Gallman bringing the ball and really pushing the defense back. He broke it off to the left side. Nico Hunter fielded at the rim, and Gallman threw a no-look bounce pass right to Nico.
Runkowski comes back in, and Eldridge Moore goes out.
Yeah, he got hurt on the previous play, limping off the floor right now, so they're going to bring Runkowski in. He gave them a tremendous lift off the bench in the first half.
Yes, he did. Middle looks to inbound, comes into Sean Jones, back to Bruce Massey. Massey on top to Marcos Knight, right side Gallman. Tried to throw it underneath. Threw it over Nico Hunter's head, and Runkowski comes up with it. Out to Peyton. Peyton goes all the way to the bucket. Layup is no good, and a blocking foul on Gallman.
Yeah, we're not getting him leveled off. The bottom line is he's going to turn that corner and keep pushing until we get that accomplished. We have not done a good job with that. Easier said than done, trust me, but, I mean, that's your bottom line with him. You got to stop the ball first.
Alfred Peyton at the line will have two free throws upcoming in the first half. Peyton was 2 out of 6 at the line. He's now 3 out of 7 as he hits one there.
Yeah, Peyton does a good job of dragging defenders and getting the defense on him picked off.
Second toss, no good, and Sean Jones comes down with it. Peyton with 3 points now, 39-36. The lead for Middle is 3, and the Raiders need to break loose here offensively. Marcos Knight in the front court, back out to Bruce Massey. Massey standing out on the Sun Belt logo, works to the right side. They get it back to Marcos on the left wing. Marcos over to Bruce, right side. Massey dumps it in, Sean Jones, turnaround shot, no good, and slammed back home by Nico Hunter. Hello, Utah, Alabama.
That's a big-time play by Nico.
Lob inside, knocked away. Sean Long missed his hook shot, and the rebound pulled away by Marcos Knight. Raiders lead by 5. They have the ball, stolen by Long. They get it out now to Thompson. He'll dunk it home.
That's a situation there where Marcos is just trying to make something happen that really is not there and trying to dribble it and spin in transition offense, turns it over, and what was going to be a jailbreak for us turns into 2 for them.
And a timeout on the floor for Louisiana as they call a 30-second timeout after the made dunk. It's a 3-point game, and there's timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout here as well. Back in a minute from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to the Blue Raider Network.
Cannot spin in traffic.
I'm a regular. I'm no tourist. I'm a local. So give it to me local. The hashtags and the headlines so I can get it and go or stop and take it all in. And I want it all delivered wherever I go. The local teams and scores? Yes. Watchdog journalism thanks to more feet on the street? Yes. What happens in my town? Yes.
We are the Daily News Journal. All things Murfreesboro on all your devices 24/7. Subscribe today at dnj.com.
Give it to me local.
The orthopedic team at Middle Tennessee Medical Center is committed to the highest level of health care in the region. That's why we recruit highly ranked members to our already extensive network of specialists. From computer-assisted knee surgery to total joint replacement, our team of nationally ranked orthopedic specialists deliver a full range of services dedicated to the prevention, diagnosis, and rehabilitation of joint, skeletal, and muscular injury and disease.
Visit mtmc.org/orthopedics to learn more.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back into Hot Springs, Arkansas. 17:21 to go here in the second half. Middle Tennessee brings the ball down. Nico Hunter got his man in the air, and Brian Mbamalu fouled him on a three. Yeah, and Mbamalu with his third foul, team second.
You really like Nico's poise there. He caught the pass, really didn't have balance to shoot it, and waited for Mbamalu to get in his area and then basically invited him to foul him, and he did.
So Nico Hunter at the line shoots and hits the first one. And Bob Marlin over there telling Mbamalu, you got to be smarter than that.
Well, he's complaining that it should be a two free throw foul rather than a three free throw foul.
Nico misses the second free throw. He'll have another upcoming. Well, coaches who are 75 feet away can always see it a lot better than a guy who's 10 feet closer.
Well, and he's obviously very objective, too.
Now, Glenn Tewitt is in on the conversation.
And I don't like that because that destroys the rhythm. The call has been made. You shouldn't be able to interrupt the play like that.
Jose Carrion, to his credit, upheld his call.
Twice.
Yes. Hunter, third free throw, hits that. He hit two out of three. And Nico Hunter now with 4 points in the game, 43-38. Here's Peyton with the ball. Middle by five. Peyton between the circles. Looks for Sean Long. Drives inside. Raiders cut him off. Now hooks one up. Sean Jones will block it. Gallman picks up the loose ball. They try to work it down front. Gallman a three. Off the back rim and falls through there. An MTMC three for James Gallman. Jimmy Chee from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Gallman looking for a pitch ahead there that just could not materialize and stopped and popped and got a little church music on the three-point shot.
Well, he did. It went off the back rim, went straight up and came straight down. Here's Peyton on the right side. Works out between the circles. Peyton on the dribble to the right side, gets it to Mbamalu. They go inside to Sean Long. The pass blocked away and out of bounds by Sean Jones.
Boy, Sean very lucky there that that pass was not what it needed to be because he allowed Sean Long to face cut him and come straight to the ball.
Right baseline. Peyton will look to bring it in. Comes to Mbamalu, shoots off the spot and hits the jumper. He's got a dozen now, 46-40. Raiders back in a hurry. Here's Massey to Gallman on top to Nico Hunter. Left side, Cintrone. Tries to bounce it baseline to Sean Jones. Does so. Back to Cintrone. Fakes a three. Now drives in the lane. Turns. Whips it over right side. Massey a three. Air ball. Sean Long with the rebound. He clears it to Peyton and into front court come the Cajuns. Peyton looks to the right side. Now goes over there to Thompson. Baseline, Sean Long. Raiders double him. Ball loose on the floor. Middle picks it up. Bruce Massey has it, and a jump ball will go to Middle Tennessee.
Excellent work by Nico Hunter on the double team.
15:43 left to go in the ball game. Your score, Middle Tennessee 46, Louisiana 40. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
When a woman hears from one of her friends, "I love that jewelry, where did you get it?" she's happy. She's also proud to say it came from Shane Company. Ladies love shopping at Shane Company because we design hundreds of our own exclusive styles that no other jeweler has. Every day, we add hot, fashion-forward looks with diamonds, natural rubies, natural sapphires, and cultured pearls. Guys like Shane Company because our non-commissioned personal shoppers won't pressure them to buy, and because their money goes much further with our direct importer prices. If you've not yet been to Shane Company, after one visit, you'll know why our customers say that we're worth the drive.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back into Hot Springs, Arkansas. Middle Tennessee leading 46-40. Today's game powered by Purity Chocolate Milk. Refuel after your workouts like the Blue Raiders with Purity Chocolate Milk.
Middle Tennessee 17 of 32 from the floor right now, shooting 53%. 3 of 7 from the three-point line for 43%. That's more like it. 12 of 16 from the free throw line. Lafayette, on the other hand, 13 of 30 from the floor, 43%. That's basically their average. 5 of 8 from the three-point line, 10 of 19 from the free throw line. The rebounding battle right now, 22-15 in favor of the men in blue.
I tell you, Middle Tennessee has had to go extended periods of time tonight without Marcos Knight and without JT Sultan in the lineup.
You're absolutely right, Chip, and I expect to see both of them back in action very shortly.
Middle Tennessee's ball, Bruce Massey to bring it up. It's Massey, Hunter, Gallman, Centrone, and Sean Jones.
We pushed that 10-second clock there.
Yes, we did. Massey with the ball between the circles. High post goes to Sean Jones. Handoff back to Massey, goes all the way in. Missed the layup. Sean Jones sticks it back up, no good. Rebound pulled away by Nico Hunter. He'll look to get it back outside. Gallman drives, gets fouled by Thompson. His third, team's third.
Excellent work there by Sean Jones of coming up with the missed shot by Massey, but when he saw Long rotate over, he changed his shot. What happens there, you avoid the foul and take a shot you never practice. We're fortunate that Nico Hunter doing work on the other side to come up with another offensive rebound.
FIU has beaten UALR 69-54. And FIU advances to play the winner of this game. Massey will trigger the inbounds. It comes to Nico Hunter. Got fouled as the Raiders had a bunny for a dunk, but it will be the foul called on Eldridge Moore, his third. So all of a sudden, Louisiana has Mbamalu, Payton, Thompson, and Moore all with four.
Yeah, this is turning.
Or make that all with three.
Yeah, this is turning into a war of attrition, which clearly favors our guys.
Favors Middle Tennessee. Nico Hunter with a free throw. It's good. Nico has made some real heads-up plays tonight.
Very much so.
I can think about the head fake on the three that drew a foul. That play there.
Post-double, getting on the floor for the loose ball on the other end.
Nico hit two free throws. Hunter with six in the game, and Middle Tennessee's lead is 8 again, 48-40. All right, to hold off these raging Cajuns. Moore, right side to Mbamalu. Centrone there with him. Mbamalu nearly falls down. Tries to squeeze through a hole there, and Sean Jones in a bad spot at a bad time. Gets the foul.
It's a really tough place to pick up a foul. He allowed the split on the ball screen. Sean's got to maintain his spacing there. He's got to be close enough to touch Long. He jumped it way too far out and allowed Mbamalu to split, which picked up the foul.
Torin Walker in. Sean Jones goes out. Jones going out with his third foul. He and JT Sultan each have three.
Well, Torin has played well spelling whichever post player he's been spelling.
He's got to do it some more here.
Yes, he does.
Peyton gets the ball left side. Now they go to Long. Raiders double him there, and here's a steal on the throwout. Gallman in a foot race with Mbamalu. Layup is good.
Excellent red defense there. Middle Tennessee doubling down on Long, and you saw Gallman shoot the gap, take it all the way to the rim for the layup.
Raiders lead by 10, which is their largest margin tonight, and those blue-clad faithful across the way on their feet. Here's Thompson working it right side to Eldridge Moore. Moore on the dribble, works it back outside to Alfred Payton, guarded there by Gallman. Payton dribbling near the hash mark left side. 9 on the shot clock, works it left. There's Thompson. Thompson to Moore in the lane, spinning, shooting over Torin Walker, no good. Rebound tipped and comes to Gallman.
Excellent defense there by Torin again.
Gallman, top of the key. Pulls it up, left side, Massey, whips it back outside. They get it to Gallman, they go low. Torin Walker backing in. Ball knocked away, loose. Cintron with it on a loose floor, and now they clear it back to Gallman.
Really good play again by T. He had a loose ball and slapped it rather than quitting on it.
And Thompson runs right over Bruce Massey, knocks him down and draws a foul.
Just straight up tackled him, Chip.
Allen Michael Thompson with his fourth personal foul. Fifth team foul.
Again, to go back, we threw the ball inside to Torin Walker, and Peyton was coming to double him. Torin tried to kick it out diagonally, and Peyton got a hand on it, but Torin stayed with it and tapped it out to Ray.
Massey will bring it in. Here's Hunter, whips it underneath. Cintron missed the layup, but Massey is there to clean it up and get the layup.
Great back cut by Ray. Nice pass by Nico, and Bruce stepping in because he was the one that threw the inbounds pass. Got an offensive rebound and a putback.
Crowd on its feet again as Middle goes up by 12, 52-40. Here's Peyton driving, dumping it off, and Moore thought he was out of bounds. Goes in, lays it up, scores, and gets a foul. Looks like Torin Walker will get a cheapie there. Actually, Massey will draw the foul. Third foul on Massey, team's fourth. And Moore got a bucket after he actually caught the ball, looked down to see if he was in bounds.
That makes you ill. He was in no man's land, and you're right. As soon as he caught it, he looked straight down and figured out, well, I might as well go ahead and shoot it since I'm under here.
Now he's trying to convert a three-point play.
Yeah, and Peyton just jumped in the air and had no place to throw it.
Missed the free throw, and the rebound goes to Marco Snyder, who just checked back in the game. 52-42, Middle by 10. Here comes Tweedy Knight into front court. Knight to the right side, works it on a slip screen on a zipper cut. Ball is dropped in. Ronkowski comes up with it. Back to Peyton. Peyton top of the key. Peyton works to the right, now tries to cut back left. Goes to Mbamalu. Mbamalu around a Moore screen, loose on the floor, and a kick on Marcos Knight. His third foul. And
I tell you, Chip, I hate to see that foul call because you've got an out-of-control offensive player who just basically fell down on his own. I hate to see that foul call. That's a bailout.
Ronkowski checks back in. Gets it to Mbamalu. Three in the air. No good. Rebound went up. Nico Hunter got it. Climbed the ladder. Clears it out now to Tweedy Knight. Raiders run. Knight in the lane. Goes all the way. Layup good.
Excellent read by Tweedy there. He just caught the ball on the left side and went ahead and drove to the rim. No intervention at all.
Raiders back by 12. Shot missed. Tip missed. Rebound picked up. Cintron. Raiders have numbers. 4-on-2. Cintron looks right side. Tweedy Knight spots. Won't shoot the three, but now he does. Missed it. Rebound Ronkowski did not shoot that in rhythm at all.
No, take that on the catch, not second guess.
Mbamalu drives, runs over Walker, missed it. Rebound, Tweedy Knight, loose on the floor. Peyton has it. And now a jump ball, or is it? Did he call a foul? Did Brent Hapton call a foul there? That's terrible. He did on Ray Cintron. That's awful. And Ray Cintron trying to get an explanation.
Substitution for the Blue Raiders.
Torin Walker, or make that Nico Hunter will go out. Jason Jones coming in, and you can see Ray is very frustrated with that foul. Ray just needs to be quiet at this point.
Yes.
Damage was done. But Louisiana getting a bailout with a foul there. They work it to Sean Long. He traveled. And the turnover there gives it back to Middle Tennessee.
Torin did a good job there when Long caught the ball of drop stepping, because what Long does is he basically battering rams you from the time that he catches it. And when Torin drop stepped, he lost his balance, thus the walk.
Tweedy Knight in backcourt. Pitches it ahead to Marcos Knight down the lane. Got it, and a foul. Wow, what a finish by Marcos Knight.
Well, Marcos has got that look. He's been very frustrated at his ability to play. I believe he's ready to go, Chip.
We'll check the foul. I think it's on Runkowski.
Yes, that's correct.
That's the first on Runkowski, the team's sixth. The basket by Marcos Knight, believe it or not, his first points of the ball game.
And he'll have a free throw coming out.
We'll talk after this timeout. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
Hey fans, take a time out with the Blue Raiders' favorite bread, Bunny Bread. Packed with complex carbohydrates and that fresh, delicious taste you love, Bunny Bread is the perfect source of energy for the Blue Raiders in today's game. For breakfast, lunch, or game time snacks, Bunny gives you the taste you want and the nutrition that you need. Treat yourself to a bag of Bunny Bread or Bunny Buns today.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Mr. B's Express Car Wash supports Blue Raider Athletics and invites you to their location at the corner of Clark and Memorial for the absolute best car wash experience in Murfreesboro. Join the Unlimited Car Wash Club and you get as many washes as you want every month. Remember, vacuums are always free at Mr. B's.
Middle Tennessee on a 7-1 run in the last 4 minutes, shooting 51% from the floor, 20 of 39, 2 of 7 from the three-point line for 29%, 14 of 18 from the free throw line. Lafayette, on the other hand, 14 of 35 for 40% from the floor, 4 of 8 for 50% from three-point line, 10 of 20 from the free throw line. The rebounding battle being dominated by Middle Tennessee, 29-17.
Kerry Hammonds tweaked an ankle earlier, and we've been told that he is questionable for a return in the game. Marcos Knight trying to finish off a three-point play after he was fouled by Runkowski before the media timeout. Free throw is good, and Middle Tennessee now leads by 15, 57-42. Raiders enjoying their largest margin to this point. Here's Alfred Payton working against Tweedy Knight and into front court. Payton nearly had his pocket picked, and he did. Great job, Jason Jones. He bounced the ball, came in from the backside, and bounced it off of Payton's leg out of bounds.
And that's just a player making a play. He was matched up with Soto up top, and when you saw Payton turn his back because of Tweedy's pressure, he just came from the backside and batted it off of Payton. What a play by Jason Jones.
Here's Marcos Knight, 15-foot jump shot, came up short, rebound picked up by Mbamalu, and Louisiana comes the other way. 57-42, 11:20 remaining. Payton driving and Tweedy Knight fouling. Foul on Knight will be his second, sixth team foul. Well, they say that is the seventh team foul. And that's exactly what I have.
That's why you're the man.
Payton at the line. Free throw good.
Chip Marcos is really struggling right now, really working double time to try to make things happen. He just needs to take a deep breath, settle in, and let the game come to him.
Trust your offense, trust your teammates.
No doubt.
Peyton with one more to go. That one in there had a bit of a... had some extra English on it, got it to fall. He's got five in the game now, 57-44. The lead is 13 for Middle. Knight and Centrone get the ball across. Back to Tweedy Knight. Knight standing out on the Sunbelt logo, goes high post to Jason Jones, hands it back to Tweedy underneath, back to Centrone, right baseline, three in the air is good.
Excellent pass by Tweedy Knight, threw it to Jason Jones, got the handoff, drove baseline, knew Ray was going to be there the whole time, Ray with the payoff.
An MTMC three for Ray Centrone. Here's Peyton left side, Middle 60, the Cajuns 44. Here's a three in the air that's no good. Rebound pulled away, Marcos Knight. Knight will bring it down himself. Works it into front court to Tweedy Knight. Lob pass left side. Centrone faked a three. Got fouled by Mbamalu as he decided to go baseline. That's number four on Bryant Mbamalu.
I was hoping we were going to get the same play from Ray as Nico Hunter had used, because Mbamalu clearly in a bad closeout. Ray chose to drive baseline, so he'll go to the free throw line to shoot a one and one.
Not a bad guy to have there. Centrone 87.4%, hits the first one. He'll have another coming. Centrone now with seven. Runkowski out, coming in Allen Michael Thompson. Louisiana came into this game with a record of 13-19, including their win last night. They finished 7-13 in the league. Centrone hits them both. He's got eight, 62-44. Middle has pushed it out to 18 now with 10:24 remaining. Elfrid Payton in front court for the Cajuns. Payton took an extra step, got a layup. Was that a travel?
Yes, it was.
62-46. Tweedy Knight back to Centrone. In the front court, they work it in the corner to Jason Jones, to Centrone on top, Marcos Knight. Knight over to Tweedy. Tweedy between the circles. Fakes, goes right. Jason Jones, he'll get in the lane. Got fouled on the floor by number three, Josh Soto. His first, team's eight.
Pick and pop action there. Jason Jones with the second ball screen on that play. Torin got the first one. Jason Jones with the second one. When we do that, we're going to post the first screener and then flare the second screener. That was Jason Jones. He drove the bad closeout.
On the Ascend Federal Credit Union scoreboard in the OVC tournament tonight, Belmont and Murray going into overtime at Municipal Auditorium. Jason Jones at the line, hits a free throw.
Two teams we're pretty familiar with.
Absolutely. Second free throw coming for J.J. On the way, rattles home. Jones with four, 64-46, Middle back by 18. And here's Elfrid Payton into front court. Payton on the drive, cut off, now goes right side. Here's Soto with a three, no good. Rebound Jason Jones. Players ended up on the floor. But now it'll be Marcos Knight and Elfrid Payton getting into it, and a whistle sounds. Is there going to, or is Mbamalu involved in this?
No, this should be a foul on Peyton. And if that's the case, that's a really stupid foul on him, because that's his fourth. Mbamalu jumped on Marcos's back on this end of the floor. Peyton didn't like what he saw, so came in to try to interject, if you will, and now picked up his fourth foul.
That is the fourth on Elfrid Payton, ninth team foul. And one and one coming for Marcos Knight. Rattled her home.
Well, I'll say this with all due respect. I don't think Elfrid Payton wants any of Marcos Knight.
Second toss, got them both. Marcos with five, and it is 66-46. Blue Raider lead is 20. Here's Peyton into front court, got in the air, nowhere to go. Finally got it to Sean Long, who will drive in, and a travel as he barreled over Jason Jones.
Yeah, that's beneficial for Lafayette because that was going to be a charge. You saw the ball screen from Long to on Peyton, and Peyton just jumps in the air and has no place to go. He's completely rattled right now.
And you can see the body language not very good for this Louisiana team right now.
No, and they almost had six players on the floor.
Tweedy Knight one-on-one with Elfrid Payton. Into front court, gets it to Centrone. Right side, Marcos Knight, who traveled as his feet just came out from under him. Tried to call a timeout, but just an unfortunate slip right there as Marcos tried to come to a quick stop and his feet came out from under him. And now Torin Walker and Tweedy Knight will do a little housekeeping.
Well, the mop crew has been less than stellar in this tournament.
Chasing butterflies.
I'm guessing. Middle 1-3-1 here.
Raiders go 1-3-1. Here's Peyton. Bounce feed to the right side, Sean Long. Long tries to drive in, dumps it off. Shot blocked out of there. Back to Thompson for a three, and he hit it.
What a tough break. What a nice block by Torin Walker, but unfortunately it went straight to Thompson, and he buries another three.
So they look to trap a little bit here. Tweedy Knight gets it into front court. 8:41 remaining. Knight. Tweedy kicks it corner. Centrone a three. Everybody loves Raymond.
I like Tweedy Knight, too, because he's the man that made that play. Broke it down and drove, created help. Ray says thanks.
Another MTMC three for the Raiders. Left baseline, Sean Long, and Marcos got out of position there, and he'll draw the foul.
Oh, we've got to make him put the ball on the floor and rotate and take a charge. He's a charge looking for a place to happen.
Fourth foul on Marcos Knight. And Bruce Massey will come back in along with JT Salton. Good to see you, JT.
These two guys are going to be fresh. They've been over there for a while.
Yeah, no kidding. Tomorrow, women's basketball at 11:30 a.m. on the Blue Raider Network. Tip-off scheduled for noon, Middle Tennessee and FIU, correct?
Yes.
Sean Long at the free throw line hits the first one. He's got seven. That's his first point this half.
What great minutes by Torin Walker. Big time minutes.
Torin had previously played 10 minutes against Louisiana in the game in Murfreesboro. Long hits the second free throw. He's got eight. 69-51.
Well, unfortunately for Torin, all games are not great matchups for him. This is one of them.
Yeah, it is a pretty decent matchup and a chance for him to play.
And I like what he's done. He's had a heck of a performance up to this point.
Massey had the ball tipped away by Peyton out of bounds, so they'll take it out right in front of us. And Ray Centrone will come over here and trigger the play in. Hope to be having a game for you tomorrow night at 6:30 with a pregame at 6. Well, it's starting to look that way, but don't want to count our chickens just yet.
No.
Raiders get underneath. Boy, great feed underneath to JT Salton from Ray Centrone, and Sean Long had to foul him or give up a bunny layup.
That was going to be possibly a layup, maybe even a dunk, but what a bullet bounce pass by Ray. He comes off the handoff. JT just drives straight to the rim, and Ray with a left-handed bounce pass going full tilt. That's big-time pass.
Foul actually called on Eldridge Moore. It's his fourth, and JT Salton misses the free throw. Rinkowski and Allen Michael Thompson check in for Louisiana. Moore goes out, as well as Casey Shepard. So JT has one more coming with 8:01 remaining. Got that one. Salton with 8 points. JT went into the 1,000-point club on last Saturday up at Western, 70-51. Here's Louisiana. Back out to Elfrid Payton. Ball kicked away and bounced into backcourt. Payton picks it up. The ball was deflected, so he could do that. Right corner, Long shoots a three, missed badly, and a foul underneath. on
Ray's
Ray
holding
Central.
His hand up.
Ray's falling on the sword for that one. That'll be his third foul, team's ninth, and immediate timeout. With 7:40 remaining, Middle Tennessee 70, the Cajuns 51. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Shelbyville, call Deb Insel. And in Woodbury, call Mitch Wilson.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
WGNS, AM, FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back into Hot Springs, Arkansas. Chip Walters and Kyle Turnham with you from the Ascend Broadcast Center, located at courtside here at Summit Arena. Dallas Williams may get our email of the night. He says it's a perfect Saturday, Sonic Burger and fries, a box of Girl Scout cookies, and two Middle Tennessee wins.
It doesn't get any better than that.
We're trying to close out on that last item right there, getting that second Middle Tennessee win.
But the Girl Scout cookies may put him over the top.
That's right. Kelly and Howard Forrest listening out in San Juan Capistrano, California. Glad to have all of our folks listening in tonight and checking in on our inbox at radio@GoBlueRaiders.com. Brian Mbamalu will be at the free throw line as we return to action after the timeout at the 7:40 mark of the ball game. Winner of this game gets FIU tomorrow at 6:30 Central. Mbamalu free throw is good. He's got 13. Allen Michael Thompson actually leads Louisiana in scoring with 14 at this point.
Yeah, on a strength of three three-pointers made.
Mbamalu hits them both. He's got 14. 70 to 53. The lead to 17. It has been as high as 20. JT Sultan to Bruce Massey in the corner. Tweedy Knight. In the lane, Tweedy missed the layup. Rebound will be picked up by Payton. Payton will work into front court. 7:19 remaining, 17-point game. Payton between the circles, works left. Now goes back toward the middle, throws it over there to Mbamalu, now to Runkowski. Mbamalu back to Payton. Payton on top, looks to dribble and drive. Payton in the lane, five-footer is good. Fell in for Alfred Payton, he's got nine. And all of a sudden, it's down to a 15-point lead. Into front court, Jason Jones. JJ back to Tweedy Knight. 6:42 left. Knight to Centrone on the left wing, guarded by Mbamalu. Jason Jones now high post. Jones right wing to Bruce Massey, under 10 on the shot clock. Centrone fakes, drives, lays it up, no good, but a foul. And it's on Mbamalu, and that will be his fifth, I think.
That is correct.
He fouls out with 6:26 remaining. And Brian Mbamalu has had a good year against the Blue Raiders, Kyle. He had 11 points in the game in Lafayette, did not play in Murfreesboro, has 14 tonight. He's a good player, just a junior. He'll be back next year. And they'll have a good team next year.
They will be good next year.
They'll have Payton, they'll have Sean Long, and we're trying to make sure that they don't have another game this year.
That's exactly right.
Eldridge Moore checks in, replacing Mbamalu. So Cintron will go to the free throw line. And timeout taken by Bob Marlin. So that'll be a full timeout. We'll keep it here and again remind you that tomorrow we will be on the air on most of these same stations beginning at 11:30 a.m. with our Shane Coe countdown to tip off Middle Tennessee women's basketball as the Lady Raiders take on FIU, and that will be a noon tip-off. And if we can continue to keep things going in a positive manner in this game, a second game tomorrow, also a 6 p.m. pregame, 6:30 tip-off would be the scheduled time. And again, that is should the Raiders hang on to the lead that they currently have.
And we would also play FIU.
Yes, it could be a Middle Tennessee FIU doubleheader tomorrow. But again, a nice crowd here from Middle Tennessee came down, and I know that Middle Tennessee sold out of its initial allotment of ticket books for the tournament, actually got some more from another school, sold and has been selling on those. So it is a big blue crowd here tonight, and I can promise you that we know for sure in the women's game and feeling pretty good about the men's game tomorrow night that the middle crowd will outnumber the FIU crowd.
No doubt about that. We did that at FIU. To take it one step further, there's no doubt that moving this tournament to a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday format has been a positive.
Yes, absolutely. It gives folks an extra day on the weekend to get here. And, of course, that was all dictated by television.
Certainly.
First free throw by Ray Cintron misses. Josh Soto checks in. Going out is Eldridge Moore. Cintron will have another free throw coming. Ray has three threes on the night, 11 points in the ball game. Got the second free throw. He's got an even dozen and leads Middle Tennessee in scoring. 71-55, 16-point lead. Here's Alfred Payton in front court. Payton works to the left side. They don't cut him off. Goes all the way to the bucket, misses, and Sean Long tips it in. That is exactly what you don't want to happen.
Yeah, exactly right. JT Sultan rotated over to try to stop the penetration, and again, that allows Long to just go uncontested to the basket. Somebody's got to rotate over and stop his progress.
Massey drives to the bucket, missed it, and Soto with the rebound. Somebody forgot to tell Louisiana that they're supposed to stop playing. Here's Rinkowski, left side. Payton has it out on top now. It's a 14-point Middle Tennessee lead. And here is an offensive foul on Sean Long.
Sean Long seems to be surprised. I'm quite frankly surprised that's the first time they've called that.
That's his third foul. 10th team foul. Substitution for Louisiana. Eldridge Moore, while Josh Soto goes out. Bruce Massey will walk it up the floor. 5:35 remaining. Here's Gallman out between the circles. Looking to get rid of it. Does so now to Ray Cintron. Cintron between the circles. Works around a Sultan screen. Now on top, Massey, 15 on the shot clock. Here's Massey, left side Cintron, shoots a three, no good. Payton with the rebound.
Well, we had the look we wanted. We got a switch where Ray was being guarded by Long. He got a wide open look.
Cajun's on a 6-1 run here, and a foul on Gallman for a hand check on Payton. Foul on Gallman, his third, team's 10th.
Both and teams in the two-shot bonus, Chip, from this point forward.
So you're giving Louisiana two free chances here without the clock running.
That's exactly right. Again, easier said than done. We've done a much better job this half of keeping him in front and keeping the ball on the perimeter.
But we can't keep him off the free throw line. He misses there. Payton with 9 in the game. 7 of those points have come here in the second half.
That was his 11th free throw attempt for this game. This will be number 12.
Up there and missed it. Rebound, Jason Jones. JJ on the run with the ball in the middle of the floor. Gets it to Massey, to Centrone, right side, all alone. Couldn't take the shot, though, not quite in rhythm. He'll back it out as we move under the five-minute mark. That's that magic time period. Middle is 22-1 when leading with 5 minutes to go this year. Under Kermit Davis, 181-14. Driving Centrone, missed the shot. And the rebound taken by Sean Long of Louisiana.
We've gotten some great looks. Had two straight layups that we've been unable to knock down.
Alfred Payton gets it to Thompson. Three off the curl, no good. Centrone with the rebound. Clears it back now to Bruce Massey. Massey into front court with 4:20 remaining. And Louisiana starting to look like a tired basketball team.
Well, Middle trying to find some balance between being aggressive
and running clock
and sloppy.
Yeah. Massey, left wing, rolls out on top. Free throw line, now backs out. Bruce, nine on the shot clock. Raiders run a set here at the end. Massey down the lane, lays it up, no good, but a foul on Runkowski. Sultan dunked it back in, but Runkowski gets the foul. Nope, it will be on 22, Eldridge Moore. That'll be his fifth.
Yep.
And with 3:55 remaining, immediate timeout. Your score, Middle Tennessee 71, Louisiana 57. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Middle Tennessee postseason basketball is presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit, anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Coming up in our postgame show today, we'll be selecting the Built Ford Tough Player of the Game presented by your Middle Tennessee Ford dealers. Visit MidSouthFord.com for all Ford makes and models. Ford, go further.
Middle Tennessee, 22 of 46 from the floor for 48%, 4 of 10 from the three-point line, obviously 40% there. Shooting very well from the free throw line, 23 of 29, 33 total rebounds to 25 for Lafayette. Lafayette, 18 of 45 from the floor for 40%, 5 of 11 from the three-point line, and 16 of 28 from the free throw line.
Well, my apologies to my friend Barry McKnight down to our left, because their game is not going to start at 9 o'clock tonight.
I don't think so.
Bruce Massey will be at the free throw line. He has two shots coming with 3:55 remaining. First one is good by Massey. He's got 12. One more free throw to go. Shot is up and good. Massey with 13 and leads Middle in scoring. 73-57. Raiders by 16. Here's Shepard, right side Sean Long. Back out to Runkowski. Runkowski over to Shepard. Ball picked up and stolen by Bruce, by Marcos Knight, and Shepard fouls him.
Middle Tennessee came out of that timeout after the made free throws with the 1-3-1 zone, and that point they were going to back into the 2-3 zone, forcing Lafayette to take a lot of time. Marcos Knight with a great defensive effort coming up with the steal and drawing the foul.
Marcos at the line, hits the first free throw. He's got six, all coming here this half. 74-57. And missed that one. Rebound pulled away. Louisiana with the ball. In backcourt, Alfred Payton. Payton gets it into front court to Shepherd. Shepherd traveled, didn't call it. Right side, there's Sean Long. Long on the dribble. Skip pass, back out, goes to Thompson. Now Payton on top. Gronkowski at the left elbow to Payton. Straight away three, got it. A three for Payton. He's got a dozen. 74-60, and a timeout called by Louisiana. The lead is 14. And 30-second timeout called by Louisiana.
And that'll leave them with one timeout. So basically what he's doing, Coach Marlin is setting up his offensive-defensive maneuvers right now because they're going to have only one more opportunity to get that clock stopped. And, you know, right now, Chip, 3:14 to go. They're only down 14 points. This thing's far from over. They've got to get stops, though, on the defensive end and be ready to handle that 1-3-1 back to 2-3 zone.
In case you were wondering, Kermit Davis still has three timeouts remaining.
Well, one of the things that hurts Louisiana is that if Middle can't get anything at all to go offensively, they can always come out and ball screen with Long. He really struggles out in space containing dribble penetration. So watch for JT Sultan to draw him out a lot in late clock situations.
Here's Massey in backcourt, gets it to Marcos Knight, 3:05 to go. Knight in the front court, works it over to Massey. Massey, right wing, on the dribble. Massey looks, gets it back outside to JT Sultan. Sultan, right side Massey, under 3 minutes to go. Massey goes baseline, pulls up, teardrop, shot good.
And there's that matchup we're talking about. You had Sean Long out on Bruce Massey. Not only did we eat clock, but you saw Bruce break him down off the dribble, middle back in man-to-man.
Here's Alfred Payton driving down the lane, loose ball and a foul. And Middle giving Louisiana chances to score without the clock running. Herman Davis wanted the offensive push, but it's going to be Bruce Massey who gets his fourth foul. And this game is 2 hours and 5 minutes old already.
Well, Peyton's been pretty blatant the entire game about extending that elbow and pushing off and has yet to be called for that maneuver.
Hits the free throw. He's got 13. And we'll have one more with 2:37 remaining. Missed it. Rebound pulled away by JT Sultan. 76-61. 15-point lead. 2.5 minutes to go. Here's Massey in front court. Massey right side to Marcos Knight. Here's Sultan with the ball. Top of the key. Left side Massey. 15 on the shot clock. Gets it back out now to Gallman. Gallman on the dribble. Works to the left side. Gallman backs out. Backs out. Now hands it off. Here's Marcos Knight. Raiders have numbers underneath. Marcos Knight missed the layup, drew the foul. He'll go to the line.
Louisiana went for a steal, and when they didn't, that gave us a 5-on-4 advantage. There was no question where Marcos Knight was going with the basketball. He drove it straight to the rim, got fouled.
Gronkowski with his second foul, and it has been a parade to the free throw line in this one. 63 free throws so far. And first one is good.
And as physical as the first half was, it could have been worse.
Yep. Josh Soto checks in and Gronkowski goes out. So Knight makes it 77-61. Another free throw and it's good. Marcos now with eight. 78-61. Middle's lead is 17 in backcourt. There's Shepherd to Payton. Under 2 minutes to go. Long shot up there and no good. An air ball thrown by Thompson and out of bounds, last touched by Marcos Knight, and it'll go to Louisiana. That's just a tough break on Marcos's part there. So Louisiana will have Shepherd to come over and take the ball out. Lobbed into Payton. Payton into front court. Bounce feed right side. Gets it over to Thompson. Thompson to Soto. Soto back out to Thompson on the wing. Straight away, there's Payton. Payton looks to the right side, goes over there to Soto. Now they go baseline to Sean Long, and Middle knocks the ball away.
Excellent work there by Nico Hunter, getting around the post-up of Sean Long, which, trust me, is much easier said than done to get that deflection.
Inbounds, they get it to Payton, who hits a layup. Off the inbound, 78-63. Middle gets it into Sultan in backcourt. Here's Marcos Knight. Knight on the dribble, moves into front court with a minute 20 to go. Out to Gallman. Now Bruce Massey. Massey back to Marcos Knight. Raiders trying to run most of this shot clock off.
Yeah, just trying to salt this away.
Underneath, loose ball on the floor. Out of bounds, last touch by Louisiana. And the Raiders are lucky they retained possession there. Thanks to email from David Sharon, listening in Nashville. Kevin Grove, former Smith Hall alum, along with yours truly, listening down in Austin, Texas tonight. Glad to have him with us. Kermit Davis calls a timeout with a minute 4 remaining. A minute 4 left in the game, and Middle Tennessee just that close to advancing on into the semifinals of the Sun Belt Tournament against FIU tomorrow at 6:30. That would be a 6 p.m. pregame show here on the Blue Raider Network.
Well, this game has been anything but aesthetically beautiful. That being said, we've still got a 15-point lead and have not played anywhere close to our capability.
Exactly. And you have to tip the hat, too, to Louisiana, as they've continued to take it to the Raiders all 39 minutes so far.
Well, we knew coming into this tournament that we were going to have the target on our back. That's the pressure of being the champ. And every team is going to make a run at us because nobody has anything to lose.
There's a foul underneath. And an illegal screen on JT Sultan. His fourth foul. And Middle not closing this one like you'd want to see. Nope, they're going to say that's on Bruce Massey. Fifth foul on Massey. So Sultan still with only 3, and Bruce fouls out with 1:01 remaining. Here's Shepherd. Now Payton back to Shepherd. He'll shoot a long 3, miss it. Rebound picked up by James Gallman. 50 seconds to go. Gallman will look to get it into front court. There's Marcos Knight. Knight doubled and fouled from behind by Shepherd. And exactly what we wanted to see, more free throws.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. Blue Raider Director of Athletics Chris Massaro tweeting, happy, happy, happy.
2-0.
2-0 for the day. Good day to be a Blue Raider.
Better believe it. It's always a good day to be a Blue Raider, but 2-0 makes it even better.
Some just a little better than others.
No doubt.
Marcos Knight missed the first free throw. He'll have another coming. 42 seconds to go. Got that one. Knight with 9, 79-63, 16-point lead. Payton picks the ball up. They work it left side. Get it over there to Thompson. He'll shoot a 3 and hit a 3. And timeout, Louisiana. Well, I'm glad they were able to use all their timeouts.
Yes.
I'd hate for him to go back home with 1 left.
Well, he's putting in his 13-point play right now with 36.7 to go.
Allen Michael Thompson with 17, 79-66. 13-point lead for the Blue Raiders. And Middle Tennessee will be advancing to tomorrow's semifinal. Again, Lady Raider basketball at noon, pregame at 11:30 a.m. The Blue Raiders will play tomorrow at 6:30, pregame at 6 p.m. on most of these same Blue Raider network stations and also online at GoBlueRaiders.com.
And Chip, similar to the women's game, this was not easy for us. We had to battle through ourselves, battle through them. And again, I think games like that are much more beneficial than blowouts. And at the end, survive and advance.
That's the mantra of the day in postseason play. Here's Coleman in backcourt, works it into the front. 27 seconds to go. There's about a second difference between the game clock and the shot clock, and Soto fouls Nico Hunter, so he'll go to the line. This game is 2 hours and 12 minutes so far.
That's short?
Yes. So, a total of 51 fouls have been called and 65 free throws. How about that?
Sure, those in America that are watching it on TV are glued to their TV sets right now.
Nico Hunter. First free throw is good. He's got 7 in the game. Second toss on the way by Nico is good. He's got 8. And the Raiders eclipse 80. It's 81-66. Middle by 15. Thompson, a long shot. Missed. Rebound, JT Sultan. 10 seconds to go, and the Raiders will run the clock out. I'm guessing, I don't think Louisiana wants to send them back to the free throw line.
I thought he was fixing to foul again.
That'll do it. Middle Tennessee wins 81-66 over the Cajuns of Louisiana. The Raiders pick up win number 28, a new school record. They're 28-4 overall and will move on to the Sun Belt semifinals here tomorrow night.